Okay, the next speaker, who I'm pleased to introduce, is Charlotte Eber, who is an asylum seeker living in Glasgow, who is from the Ivory Coast. Please give Charlotte a warm welcome.
I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak at this conference. The GIET is getting prepared to solve out the problem of poverty in Africa. Make poverty history. That sounds really good. But how and when? Officials from Oxfam International said that a child dies every 3 seconds in a poor country because of poverty and disease. The majority of people in Africa lives on less than $2 a day, roughly the cost of beggar. Poverty, suffering, famine, disease such as AIDS, malaria, cholera, diarrhea, etc. This is the daily life of Africans. The situation is really critical. How can we understand that people living in such wealthy continent can die because of poverty? The answer is simple. In 1884, 1885, Africa was shared like a cake at the Conference of Berlin by Western countries. And then every executioner jumped on his prey. Robbed, wrapped off, ruined. This is the inheritance that Africa received from its executioners. The end of the colonization was just a change of strategy. Now, arms trade, unfair trade, maintenance of dictatorship on power for their deals. As a result, human rights abuse, torture, persecution, war everywhere in every country. Africans are obliged to flee from their beloved countries and claim asylum in Western countries, hoping that they will be able to save their life and get the chance to become integrated into the society. Unfortunately, the fact that facing asylum seekers is even worse. They are obliged to live on handouts, not allowed to work, and sometimes some remain in this situation for 5 years, 10 years, etc. Some also, after being thrown in prison like criminals, they are taken back to their country without £1 in their pockets. Sometimes with children. How do you think they are going to survive in Africa? Think about it. From poverty to poverty and back to poverty. Work is one of God's commands. He said in the Bible that in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread. Why making people beggars while they want to work and they are able to work? Africans do not owe any money to any country. I will agree with the Western countries to talk about debt cancellation if they are able to explain to me where they got their money from to develop their countries. And what happened with all our votes? And what happened with all our goats, our diamonds, our oils, etc.? Instead of talking about debt cancellation, they have to stop selling weapons to African countries. That would decrease the debt and bring stability in Africa's country. They also have to give Africans the real independence. Western countries must stay away from African politics. They must also stop maintaining dictatorship on power by allowing Africans to choose democratically their leaders. And they must respect their choice. Finally, Western countries must stop unfair trade. Africans must have a say about their own resources. That will lead to an economic growth and make poverty history. And that must be done right now. Thank you.
Yeah.
And what happened with all our votes?